We are learning Maseches Pesachim Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines of the bottom Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Yesterday at the end of the Gemara, we learned when someone puts a Vuka Keneged the Ilfis. So I touch the means that there will be like a Tanner. That's Tosfos' way of learning. Rashi learns that it's going to be like an Ilfis. Just Agav, what we ended up yesterday. But today's a new sugya today. The Gemara starts off with a Shaila about Issa of Maisa Sheni regarding different halachas, for challah, for matzah, for other things like that. Because besides for the problem of Maisa Sheni learned till now about Mechomais Veseichem or Oini, Lechem Oini, as we eat the Maninos, there's another issue when it comes to Maisa Sheni. It's Mechalikis Ramei Rabbi Huda, Mesechtes Kedushin, if Maisa Sheni is called Mamin Gavaya or Mamin Hedit. It means who does it belong to? Maisa Sheni has to bring up to Shalayim and eat it. Does it belong to you or does it belong to the Gavaya and the Shulchan Gavaya and the Hekdesh basically, or you know, they're letting you eat it. It really belongs to Hashem, but they're letting you eat it. That's the machlekes there. Nachminas can make Hadash Isha or Maisa Sheni. You give Maisa Sheni to Isha, you make Hadash Isha, that's the Dinam Sech's Kedushin. So Ramei holds his mom and Gavaya, belongs to Hashem, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, belongs to its mom and head. So Rav Asi says like this, Issa shel Maisa Sheni, use dough to make matzah from Maisa Sheni dough. L'divrei Rameya patur min hachala. According to Rameya, patur from hachala. Why? Because it says in the pasuk of hachala, Arisei Seichem, it has to belong to you, the dough, and not shel Gavaya. L'divrei Chachamim, chayavas hachala. According to Chachamim, we hold Mamin Gavaya, Mamin Hedit, according to Chachamim, we hold Mamin Hedit, Yechayim hachala. Matzah shel Maisa Sheni. So that's Issa, regular hachala. It has to be yours. So it has to be yours. According to Rameya, you're not chayim hachala. What a matzah shel Maisa Sheni. And the Rameyer, since it's not yours, and on the other Pesach, the matzah has to be yours. And if it's not yours, you're not yaitzah. So since Maisa Sheni belongs to Hashem, you're not yaitzah mitzvah matzah. If you take Maisa Sheni, again, Maisa Sheni is 10%. They take off from your produce the first 2 years of Shemitah and the fourth and fifth year. And you bring it up to Shalayim to eat it. So that Maisa Sheni belong, even in Yerushalayim, belongs to Hashem, and therefore you cannot use it for matzah. You're not yotzei chavas Pesach. L'divrei Chacham, yotzei chavas Pesach. According to Chacham, you are yotzei because you are mamon. And the third halacha is esrik shel Maisa Sheni. If you get an esrik from Maisa Sheni, l'divrei Rameya ein yotzei chavas v'yamtiv. You're not yotzei yidei chayva on Sukkos. L'divrei Chachamim, why? Because it's not yours. It has to be l'kachin l'chem. L'divrei Chacham, yotzei chavas v'yamtiv. According to Chacham, you are Yaitza. So three halachas learn Maisa Sheni. If it's Mamon Gavaya, Mamon Hedit. Three halachas. First of all, challah, that has to be yours. Second of all, matzah. And third of all, esrei. There's a k'shmak adik here from the Rishash. If you look at the Gemara, it says that matzah, you Yaitza, Mamon Dechvas of Pesach. It gives you the specific day of the Yomtiv. Comes to esrei, it says, B'yomtiv. Yaitza Dechvas of B'yomtiv. It should say B'sukkos. Or if it says both ways, B'yomtiv. Why here it says B'pesach and here it says B'yomtiv, a general term? Zok the Rishash, that Divrei Chachamim is very exact, and he says pshat like this, that the reason why it says Pesach and not Yom Tov by Matzis is because there's Matzis also on Pesach Sheni. So saying Pesach, there's a din that has to be yours on Pesach, Davav Ki Yom Tov, because it's on the Pesach Sheni, it's not Yom Tov. And he says the reason it says Yom Tov is because Yom Tov always, by Sukkot, because Yom Tov always means Yom Harisha is always Yom Tov. And we know Din Lachem is only the first day, not afterwards. Therefore, it says Losh Yom Tov. Interesting, Rishash, the words over here. Hakapana, we have three halachas that have to be yours. Maskel of Papa, Bishlam Iso, we stand by Chalo, that has to be yours. Why? Dechsev, Arisoy Seichem, it has to be Mishalachem, it has to be yours. Esrig also, we all know this possible by Esrig. Esrig, Nabim, Dechsev, Lekachdem Lechem, it has to be yours. Lechem, Mishalachem, Yehei. Elamatza, Miksiv Matzaschem. Don't say Matzaschem, so who said Matzah has to be yours? Where does it say that? Amarava, v'teim Rav Yerim Barshlam, yo. Asir lechem lechem. Make a gzeres shava. Ksiv hacha, it says by matzah lechem oini. Ksiv hasam, by chala, it says v'hoyo, v'och lechem lechem aretz. Ma'ala hala mishalachem. Just like there has to be yours, as Arisa Seichem. Avka mishalachem, here also has to be yours, because it says, here also, because lechem lechem teaches us, has to be your matzah. So that's the halacha. The matzah has to be yours. Just to throw in a little lach l'maisa. So now we know a matzah has to be yours. Now what happens if someone goes to their shver or they go to their parents for Pesach? They have, just like they wouldn't use his esrog, they're asking him to be kainet. So they have to make a kinyan on the matzah. So there's two mahalchim on this. Either some rishonim hold that the whole the exclusion is it can't be stolen or borrowed, But if you don't have to actually make a kinyan to be called lechem, the guy matzah. That's one mahalach. The other mahalach is that if someone puts something in front of you, then you own it already. Someone puts something in front of you, that's said you own it already. You don't have to actually make a kinyan on it. That's a big shayla. If someone puts food in front of you, the example would be, let's say you go to someone's house and they serve you food, piece of chicken. Then you go to Kashish with that chicken. Is it Ishma Kodesh or not? It's a big shayla. If someone puts food in front of you, is that a kinyan? Does that mean it's yours now? So that's the shayla of matzah. But lemaisa, that here you see from this Gemara, the matzah has to be lechem, just like Arisa Sechem and Esrig. So I and the Mefarshim, let's try to get the Pesach, you know, open the nearest farm, then we'll talk about it. Zokti Gemara Vaita. Now we have Asi's Halacha. Three things have to be lechem: matzah, challah, and esrig. Let's bring a riot to Rav Asi that said it was talking about lechem. Let's bring a riot in. The bride says like this: Isa Shemaisa Sheni is part of the challah of Rameya, because Rameya holds it's mam and gavaya, belongs to Hashem. It's not yours, so it's not, you know, not chayav challah. You have a first surprise, like Rav Asi, what Rav Asi said. What's Leim L'Siyele? This is what he said. Everything Gemara Hach Kama. Leima, that's a riot from him, the Mifta give Isa, but Hanach Naim Pligi, they argue also by Esrig. Maybe Dafka by Chala, the Chsiv Arisa Yisechem, Arisa Yisechem Chezim, it says twice Arisa Yisechem in the Pasuk. It says, Reishus Arisa Yisechem, Chala, Trimu, Trimu, Ketumas, Garam, Nukain, Trimu, Yisa. And Reishus Arisa Yisechem, Titnu, Lashem, Trimu, Dar Yisechem. And Chala says twice Arisa Yisechem. So there, maybe Dafka there, you can't use Mam Gavaya. Maybe by Esrig, you could use Mam Gavaya, and that's sort of Asi's Chiddush, and that you don't have a clear riot to. That's Leim Messiele, you don't have a clear riot. Now, what would be Pshat? So Rashi says, if it says just Lakach Lachem, you would say, by Esrig, it's just coming to exclude Sha'ol and Gozel, borrowed and stolen. But Esrig and Maisa Sheni, even if it belongs to Hashem, since you let it eat it, you would say, maybe I can use it. So Rav Asi's Chiddush is that here also, Lachem is coming to Mayitat. And that's not a klar raya from Chala, because Chala says Arisa Sechem twice. One Arisa Sechem coming Lafuke, Gozel and Sha'ol. Another Arisa Sechem has to be yours and not Mam and Gavaya. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Rav Asi is saying a bigger chiddush. He's saying that even by, even Maisa Sheni is not good for Esther, that's a new level. And that was a lame of Seyle, maybe it's a Raya, Maisa, we're not sure if that's a Raya. Now, we see, I'm speaking out Esther and Chala, what happened to Matzah? So the Tzlach speaks out, it's Matzah of that, like Rashi also, that Matzah has the same din as Chala. Vivayt Chala has the Miyat, even by Maisa Sheni. It's Pasha Matzah would happen also, because it's learned out, Chala, Lechem, Lechem from each other, so therefore would have the same Halacha. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's the third line from the top. Hachkam aleima mesiyele l'chom milsa de Rav Asi de midibaha pligi be'esrig nami pligi. It just says like esrig, because matzah is pashut that goes together with chal. So the Gemara writes, "Boyer v'shim belakish ma'u shi'etsi adam yidei chavasa bechala shemaisa sheni b'rushalayim." What's the halacha? Could a person be yotze the mitzvah of chala? So the shaila is, he takes challah of Maisa Sheni and he makes it into matzah. Could it be used for matzah? Now obviously we're talking about a kohen, because the only person who can let it eat challah is only a kohen. Israel cannot eat challah. So declaring, could we know challah by itself, if it wasn't Maisa Sheni, that's a mishnah, that challah could be used for matzah. What about the combination over here? It's challah and it's Maisa Sheni. Can you use it for matzahs? That's the Gemara Shaila. Ma'u sheyeti odom dechavasa, you can use matzahs of chalosh ma'isa sheni, a kohen, you want to use it for chalosh ma'isa sheni rishlayim. So libud of Yisai Glili, who holds that you're never allowed to use ma'isa sheni. Why not? Why can't you use ma'isa sheni, even chulin, not in chala? Regular ma'isa sheni can't use it for matzah. Because it says of the drasha of lechem oini, something that you eat ba'aninos, and you can't eat ma'isa sheni ba'aninos. And therefore, basically, holds you never can be yaitzu with ma'isa sheni. It's not a shayla. Leave your sake, you say, Bayalach, hashtav a chulin, which means it's not chala. It's just ma'isa sheni linofik. You can't be yaitzu the mitzvah of matzah. Bechalos, of course, with chala, it's not any better. Kisa Bayalach, leave the Rekiva. The shayla is, according to Rekiva, holds that ma'isa sheni could be used for matzah, because, first of all, he doesn't darshan lechem oini. And it says, Bechal Moish Vesechem, he holds that this is called b'chol ma'isa sechem, since you could be paid to it, if it comes to me to bring it out. So just to speak out about the Drosh B'chol Moshe Seichem, 2 days ago, Dov asked that L'chaira, why do you have to say that, because you could pay it after it became Tomei, why don't you say that I can pay it right away? When Ma'isa Sheni grows, if I take off Ma'isa Sheni, I can pay it. So Ma'isa Sheni can be M'chol Moshe Shavas, I can pay it before I go to Yerushalayim. Why do you have to wait to get to Yerushalayim comes Tomei and say I can pay it afterwards? Going to Rabbi Eliezer, one Shito holds that even though they went into the Mechitza already, still can be pay it, why can you say I can pay it right away? So it's M'chol Moshe Shechem. That was the Kasha. So Maram Chalava asked the Kasha, and he says that when you pray the Ma'aseh Sheni before you get to Yerushalayim, you're not eating Ma'aseh Sheni B'chol Moshe Shavas, because then it never gets to shame Ma'aseh Sheni. Because you didn't bring up to Yerushalayim, you prayed it before you got to Yerushalayim, you redeemed it before you got to Yerushalayim. But once Ma'aseh Sheni gets to Yerushalayim, it gets to shame Ma'aseh Sheni, even after you redeem it, it still retains its shame Ma'aseh Sheni. So there you see, you can eat Ma'aseh Sheni B'chol Moshe Shavas. You can take this Ma'aseh Sheni and eat it all around the whole world, because that after gets into Yerushalayim, it's different. Al Kapanim, let's go back to the Gemara. So Gemara is a shayla. Chalash ma'aseh sheni, let use the matzah. Reish Gleil is not a shayla. He holds he never used ma'aseh sheni. The shayla is lila rakiva v'chulun d'nofak. V'chulun I could be yotze, which means not chala. Why? Dimetamu. Because if it becomes tamei, yeshlam het to my shavas. Ma'aseh sheni, if it becomes tamei, I'm allowed to be paid according to Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore, so I get paid it. So it has a din of b'chol ma'aseh v'seichem. Aval chala, the loch is if chala becomes tamei, you know what you do with it? You burn it. You burn it. It can't be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah or that, because it has no het to b'chol moshe v'seichem at all. Impossible. Because the of shach, while it's ma'aseh sheni, I can't bring it out. And after it's tamei, it's chala, I have to burn it. So maybe it can't be yaitza at all. Mod of shach can't be yaitza. I'm reading a hoyel, the eloi karola shem. Say, idea of hoyel. Says, this thing I'm eating right now, technically, could have been eaten b'chol moshe seichem. How? If I wouldn't have made it challah, holy loy karolav shame. If I wouldn't have made it challah, it became tamei. Islo hetem my shavois. I could redeem it and eat it around the whole world. V'nafik bay, and I could be yaitz with it. Hashanami nafik. Now I also could be yaitz with it. So Gemara is saying is, does a shavu say hoyel or not? Do you say hoyel? He said, "Hoyle, if I wouldn't have made it challah, I would have been the yaitza. Now I can be yaitza also. Or on the other hand, right now it's impossible to eat this challah. That's ma'aseh sheni b'chol moshe seichem. It's impossible." Ikedamri, more is maybe like this. Maybe you'll say that according to Rabbi Kiva, you could be yaitza challah shal ma'aseh sheni b'matzus for a koyin. Why? Because you say, "Hoyle, if it never keeps b'chol moshe seichem, no. But if it wouldn't have made a challah, this thing would be able to be eaten all around the world if it came to me by redeeming it." What is the Gemara Shailon? There's another idea. When you bring money up from Ma'aseh Sheni up to Yerushalayim, you buy food with it. And that gets a din of Ma'aseh Sheni. Could you redeem that? We know you can redeem, original Ma'aseh Sheni. What about food that was bought with Ma'aseh Sheni? Can I pay for that? You know the halacha? Could you pray that? So it's the machlokes, really. It's the machlokes. If something like kuach ma'aseh sheni, you can pray that all. Kizeh bayolach chal al kuach kesem ma'aseh sheni. V'alibu de rabban aloysev bayolach kivin de amr yifte haynu ma'aseh. According to rabban, it's not a shayla. Because halacha is that he holds that even something I bought with ma'aseh sheni, if it becomes tamei, I can be prayed it. Kizeh bayolach alibu de rabbi Yehuda. The amr yakav. According to Yehuda holds that Ma'aseh Sheni was bought with money Ma'aseh Sheni, payers that were bought with money Ma'aseh Sheni, or meat, or anything like that. The halacha is, if it comes Tomei, you got to be covered. You can't be paid it. You can't redeem it. The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, in Ma'aseh Sheni, Halakach b'kesef Ma'aseh Sheni, shenitma, yifta. Someone who buys something, food, with kesef Ma'aseh Sheni, it became Tomei. You can point it, that's our bottom sheet. Rabbi Yehuda, you may cover, you have to bury it. So what's the shayla? The shayla is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds your cover. Now what's the shayla? Here, Maman of Shach three times around, you can't be pointed. First of all, it's challah. Second of all, it's bought with Ma'aseh Sheni. So what's the shayla? So Gemara says, you can say two hoyles. Me and Rina, hoyle be loyal to kuachava. If you hadn't bought this with Ma'aseh Sheni money, you just had Ma'aseh Sheni itself. V'hoyle v'la karla shem, and you didn't make challah. V'itmi. Yes, and it became Tomei. Yes, I had to Meshav voice. You would have had to all around the world. Nafik be Yaitz Matzah. Hashanah Nafik be. He was Yaitz. I do my chad hoyl amina. One hoyl you say, but trei hoyl, two theoreticals lo amina. That much you don't say. You know the two hoyls. So what's the two hoyles here? First of all, hoyle if I didn't make a challah. And second of all, hoyle maybe I didn't buy my tashena with it. So Rashi really asks that every time, even by challah before, which was one hoyle, maybe I didn't make challah, really two hoyles. Because hoyle, if it becomes tame, also you need. Hoyle became tame, I could put it. But if it's not tame, I can't even put it. So you really always need two hoyles. So Rashi answers, that's not called a hoyle. Since it's always possible for me to be, make a tame and then we put it, so it's biyada, it's not called hoyle. So the question is, you say two hoyles or one hoyles. And Amar Rava, Mestavra, Shei Maisa Chadu. He says, you could say two times hoyle. And the reason is like this, that since we allowed Maisa Sheini alone, that's challah. We said, Yoytza, so it makes no difference if here it was bought with Maisa Sheini money. It's called Maisa, and since it's coming Mekoyach Maisa, just like Maisa, if it was challah, we'd be able to be Yoytza Mitzvah Matzah. Alakuach for Maisa Sheini also, you could be Yoytza the Mitzvah of Matzah, even though it's challah. And therefore, Rabbi says, you could be Yoytza the Mitzvah of challah with Lakuach for Maisa Sheini.